Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, March 4th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Russia confirms war casualties in Ukraine. COVID subsiding in the USA. Latest polls show Americans more worried about the economy than the pandemic. Adults report the highest level of dissatisfaction in 50 years. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off. But first, the Russian Defense Ministry confirming a substantial number of casualties in Ukraine for the first time. Moscow says 600 Russian troops at least have died and 1,600 have been injured. The president of Ukraine claims his army has killed 5,000 invaders, but that is most likely propaganda. Both sides holding talks at the border with Belarus said the Russian foreign minister, quote, "Our negotiators are prepared for a second round of discussions about security guarantees," unquote. The White House easing mask recommendations all over the country, the administration dropping the advisory before President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. Cases of COVID dropping sharply since January. The seven-day average now in the USA stands at 40,000 infections every day compared to 850,000 just 4 weeks ago. Researchers at Johns Hopkins believe the U.S. could be mostly pandemic-free in the next 3 months. New survey from Fox showing more Americans now concerned about the economy than COVID. 82% say inflation poses a grave threat to the nation, compared to 70% still worried about the virus. Lower on the list is Russia, followed by unemployment, then the environment. Economists predict the inflation rate could rise to 8.5% by this summer. And obviously, President Biden has no solution to inflation. A new survey from the University of Chicago says the average adult in America is more unhappy today than in a half century. Just 14% of Americans say they are very satisfied, down from 31% in 2019. Folks blame COVID, inflation, the political climate for the national malaise. Latest polls from Gallup say 80% of the American public believe the country's heading in the wrong direction under President Biden, which it is. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, listeners sounding off. We do this each Friday. You can send me a missive, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Jim in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Nice town. Is it possible for U.S.-based mercenary teams to enter Ukraine and assist with training and operation of military equipment? Yeah, Jim, it would be possible, but it's not going to happen, because if the Russians captured Americans doing that, it would give Putin an excuse to expand his terror. We cannot exacerbate, word of the day, this situation right now. The line has been drawn. Putin invades any NATO country, there will be a shooting war. Rusty, Nashville, Tennessee. Nuclear. Explain the Russian Federation. Can Putin order nuclear launches all by himself? Not really. The Russian Federation is like the United States of America, just a bunch of provinces together under the domination of the capital, Moscow. Now, Putin is a dictator, and if you don't do what he says, if you're a politician, then he'll have you imprisoned or killed. So most of them do what he says. But in order to launch military nuclear strikes, the military would have to agree. And I'm not sure the Russian military at this point would. But it's dicey, it's frightening, and this is what makes Putin so dangerous. Sandy, St. Louis. What good does it do for the UN General Assembly to pass a resolution denouncing the Putin invasion if it holds no sway? Court of public opinion, Sandy. So we Americans have access to the finest media. I don't say finest in the sense that it's good, but it's pervasive. We can get information in this country. In many other countries around the world, you cannot get information. But once the UN condemns a country for aggressive action, that gets out. And people notice that, particularly in the third world. So what the UN has is a bully pulpit to condemn bad things that happen in the world. But as you point out, it doesn't have any enforcement capability. Pam, Longview, Texas. In your opinion, O'Reilly, what did the president mean when he said, go get him at the end of the State of the Union? He said, go get him, E-M, with a little, you know, go get them. He shortened it to go get him, not him. And he was talking about the military, and he wants the military to get somebody. I'm not sure who. It could be terrorists. As I write in my book, Killing the Killers, the anti-terror campaign is still going on. James, Aurora, Indiana. Each Lenten season, I begin by rereading Killing Jesus, starting on Ash Wednesday. You know, that's a compliment to me, James. Killing Jesus, an excellent book, and if you haven't read it, it is a good thing to look over for Lent. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more news analysis in a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses when COVID hit. Before the pandemic, 50% of all Americans traveled during the summer months, the average household spending $2,000 for trips. For the ultra-wealthy, however, there is a growing trend right now. It is what travel agents call globetrotter tourism. For the right price, the affluent can circumnavigate the globe with luxury accommodations and private jets. Here are some itineraries for Americans with big bucks. First up, National Geographic's Global Expedition. Tourists travel with experts inside a private Boeing 757. The four-week trek starts in Washington, D.C. before heading to South America, Australia, India, the Middle East, and Africa. Tickets start at $150,000 per person. Next, Oceania Cruises. Intrepid travelers will board a ship for a 180-day voyage around the world. Trip begins in Los Angeles, concludes in New York City. Along the way, the boat stops at 40 different countries. $65,000 a ticket, but that includes free alcohol, anchors away. Another option is Contiki Tours. The company offers custom trips, including stops at the planet's biggest cities, cultural sites, even volcanoes. The outfit will take you across the Arctic Circle for $50,000, but tourists have to buy $100,000 worth of medical insurance. Four Seasons also offering a global package. Stay at the company's lavish hotels for as long as you want. Tourists can shuttle between destinations on a private jet. Prices start at $190,000 per person for a four-week stint. And here's something else you might not know. Dozens of companies now offer premium tours to the summit of Mount Everest. Prices start at $75,000, but beware, the odds of reaching the peak of Mount Everest are just 60%, and one in five climbers die during the journey. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.